from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Rachel Smalley.
You may remember on this program yesterday we discussed what is believed to be the largest bank heist in history. A group has hacked into some 100 banks in 30 countries and they've stolen up to $1 billion. They're still counting the size of that loss this morning. Massey University cybersecurity expert Andrew Kollerick is with me now. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning.
It seems in the first instance, hackers have installed some sort of spying software on bank computers. What has allowed them to do that? I would have thought there would have been extraordinary security to prevent that happening.
Well, the idea that an outsider can't get inside is diminishing with every day. Essentially, you know, employees will bring thumb drives in. They will access external resources, whether it be their own online banking activities or searching the web or so forth. You've integrated a lot of the banking roles with external research, with external correspondence and so forth. So you've opened it up to all kinds of electronic attacks.
It's been described as the most successful criminal cyber attack ever seen. Surely there is a trail of funds, though. I mean, this money has been accessed from some 100 banks, we're told, in 30 different countries. Surely there must be some form of trail, if you like, as this money was being transferred to other accounts.
Well, if the, again, the report is pending shortly. If the criminals did very small transactions, they utilized employees' credentials in those attacks, and the enforcement mechanism on internal employees is not going to be that great, no. In fact, you know, organized crime is a $1 trillion business. I mean, and you go into it with an organized fashion. You have your outcomes. I mean, it's very entrepreneurial. And the tools that are out there are enormous.
Could this have impacted New Zealand banks, do you think?
I suspect that there might be some aspect of it, but most banks operate on the same systems. They operate on the same processes and procedures. So what works in, say, France works here. What works in the U.S. works here, and so forth and so on.
I think we'll hear quite a bit more about this as the days go on, and we're pending that report, of course, of what's occurred here. But up to $1 billion fleeced out of 100 banks in 30 different countries. Coming up after the news at 5:30.
From newstalkzb.co.nz, it's Rachel Smalley.